Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The U.S. Review of Books says God's Opportunity by Hampton Scott Tonk is written from the viewpoint that ultimately all Christians are historically related to one another, whether we like it or not. Hampton Scott Tonk is widely educated in history and theology, a bachelor's degree from DePauw University, a Master of Divinity degree from the Episcopal Theological School in Cambridge, Massachusetts, which later merged with Union Theological Seminary in New York City, a listee in the 2019-2020 edition of Who's Who in America. Hampton Scott Tonk, author of God's Opportunity, Revised and Expanded Edition, is our guest on This Week in America. Scott, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. I very much appreciate being on your program.
I love what you're addressing in the book, and we'll get into it. We'll give you all of Scott's information so you can get a copy of the book. You can see it, order it for yourself as we go through the program today. I didn't do you justice in the introduction. You've done so much in your life, and you're multifaceted, a singer, a humorist, a management consultant. Give us a little background about you and where the interest came for this topic.
Well, I'll try to give you the short version. Thank you, Rick. I was in the Episcopal ministry, the active Episcopal ministry, for about 7 years, and then became a what is called a non-stipendiary clergyman in the Episcopal Church. Non-stipendiary means that you support yourself in a secular job.
Okay.
And discovered that I have more aptitude for business than I did for the ministry. And then paradoxically, what happened was that because I was no longer in the active Episcopal ministry, I was able to meet a lot of people in a lot of other Christian traditions, and founded a ministry called Share the Word Ministries, which I would describe as perhaps not interdenominational, but supra-denominational. It has Catholics and Protestants and Orthodox Christians in it. And then I started to write books because of the experience of knowing virtually all of the Christian traditions from the inside. In fact, even the Jewish tradition from the inside ever since high school. Approximately 25% of the enrollment at my high school, which is New Trier Township High School in Winnetka, Illinois, was Jewish. And so that was my introduction to Judaism.
What a fascinating
background. 4 years ago?
Yeah, finish out that, because it's fascinating because you've got an inside look during all of these encounters you've had. I'm sure you ask questions, you listen to answers, you've become an expert on this topic, haven't you? I mean, you really have had your questions answered, and you've had an education in different religions.
That's correct. In fact, at one point, I even explored some non-Christian religions exclusive of Judaism, but rejected them because I realized that my loyalty was to our Lord Jesus Christ. But what impelled me to write the book, there's more than one book, one is in progress, is my precisely my experiences. That's where God's Opportunity, that was the inspiration for God's Opportunity. So in any case, you've got a quick summary of all of that. And in my business world, I rose after several years as a sales representative. I rose through the ranks and finally became a chief executive officer and an entrepreneur. There's a story behind that too, but we don't really have enough time here to discuss all that. I'll tell you, it's not if it's not just a fascinating story to your listeners, it's certainly a fascinating story to me. I kind of amazed myself.
Well, I use the term multifaceted, and that really sort of captures Hampton Scott Tonk. That's T-O-N-K. His website is very simple. His name, HamptonScottTonk.com. You can link onto his website in the Amazon page and Stratton-Press.com, the publisher, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talking specifically about this book and the interest that it's created, excellent reviews for the book, God's Opportunity. This is a revised and expanded edition. Scott, is your book limited to a particular theological or biblical point of view? And if so, why? If not, why?
Well, it's some people would term it a survey. There are seven parts. The parts are, is God acting now? The second one is Protestantism, take a bow. The third one is light from the East, Eastern Orthodoxy, right glory and right suffering. The fourth one is Western Catholicism, the wisdom of Catholicism. The fifth one is the glory of God's people, Israel, light to the nations. The sixth one is the tradition of Holy Scripture.
Hampton Scott Tonk, our guest on the program, T-O-N-K, book available at all the usual places, his website, HamptonScottTonk.com. Would you describe the book as tending to unite or maybe having a tendency to divide? Some would say even make pick fights. How would you describe the tone of the book, God's Opportunity?
Well, in one word, Rick, it would be ironic. A Greek word, Greek-derived word, meaning peace. Or making peace. What I did not want to do is to revive some old fights. What I wanted to do is to show how the various Christian traditions, what the positive things that each Christian tradition brings to the Lord's table, and that would include the Jews, because spiritually, as I believe one of the popes said, I think it was Pope Pius the 12th, we are all Semites. And so you can't really understand Christianity unless you understand Judaism. In fact, most of the New Testament alludes to Jewish stories, Jewish customs, Jewish life, Jewish beliefs, and even the Lord's Prayer is a typical Jewish prayer.
Interesting. This is from God's Opportunity, the book by Hampton Scott Tonk, the book available wherever books are sold, and you'll have all the links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Scott, when you were putting this together, what did you think, why do you think it would appeal to listeners? What was your thought process as you were putting God's Opportunity together?
Well, I think it would appeal to listeners because, number one, it is a marvelous thing when a listener discovers the depth and the contribution of his own tradition. Protestantism, I will admit, was a bit puzzling because there's something like 25 to 40,000 different Protestant churches, denominations, sects, and so forth. So instead of listing their different beliefs, that would have been almost impossible. I listed the various characteristics, is the word I would use, of Protestantism. And as far as Roman Catholicism is concerned, Protestantism didn't spring from a vacuum. It has a Catholic elements in it, whether Protestants will admit it or not. As far as Eastern Orthodoxy is concerned, that is unfamiliar both to most Protestants and most Catholics, even though there are 23 Eastern churches in full communion with Rome.
Wow.
So the thing is that the book, it doesn't gloss over differences. It doesn't pull any punches as to what differences there are. It asks, for instance, in the Protestant section, it asks questions, is Protestantism Catholic enough? In the Catholic section, it would ask perhaps the question, what is Rome without the Eastern Church? In the Eastern Churches section, it would ask a question such as, why does the Eastern Orthodox Church fail to ask as a single unified church and instead be so sometimes disunitive?
Yes.
In the Jewish section, it would ask, there's a very interesting section of it, that according to Orthodox Judaism, these are the traits of the Messiah. Well, Jesus happens to fulfill those traits perfectly, whether a Jew will admit it or not. And what part of the reason, by the way, that I put the section about Judaism, the part about Judaism into the book, wasn't just my fascination with Judaism. It's that I have a Jewish ancestors, as does my wife. So
there
are interrelationships between all of these variations of Christianity. I happen to be a Catholic, by the way. That's my disclosure here.
Okay.
I didn't become a Catholic until I was 74, but by that point, I had experienced all of the Christian traditions and the Jewish tradition from the inside. It was quite an adventure, I'll tell you.
Well, it had to be. What all you've seen, what all you've remembered and brought out in the book. The book is God's Opportunity. This is the revised and expanded edition. How God is pouring out His Holy Spirit, reuniting His church, evangelizing the world, and showing forth the glory of Israel by Hampton Scott Tonk. That's T-O-N-K, his website, HamptonScottTonk.com. Book at Stratton-Press.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. Scott, as you were writing this book, God's Opportunity, what was your aim? What do you hope the takeaway is? What do you hope people get from reading God's Opportunity?
The mission of the book is stated in the book itself, and that is to go to heaven and to bring as many people along with me as possible.
Very simple and so well done that you've been able to get that message across. How long did it take you, as you're describing what went into this and all of the years of reflection, once you started the project, started working on God's Opportunity, how long did it take you before you finished the book?
Well, the project started in 2014, the first edition wasn't published until 2016, and then a year or two later, it dawned on me that I'd left out two key parts, the one about Judaism, and the other one was about Holy Scripture, and you'll notice that the title of the Part 6 on Holy Scripture is called The Tradition of Holy Scripture. What I wanted to get across in that part is that the canon, the rule of what books belong in Holy Scripture is a traditional canon that didn't develop until the 4th century. And the church had to decide, there was a bunch of competing writings, in fact, several hundred, that didn't make it into the Bible. Am I answering your question?
Well, yeah, I'm fascinated by the answer. Go ahead and finish that thought, because you... You've given us a whole lot of information to consume and will guide us towards reading a copy of God's Opportunity. A lot of great stuff there. Yeah. Go ahead and finish that thought, please.
Okay. Well, first of all, one of the points is that the word tradition is not a dirty word. It simply means a handing on of or a passing on of something. What is that something? It is the gospel itself. The second point that that part makes is that in Protestantism, there's a doctrine, a teaching called sola scriptura, scripture alone. Well, the thing is that scripture as such didn't exist for 400 years. And was God's word proclaimed? It was proclaimed in by preaching, and it was remembered by memory. Even to this day, Muslims can remember word for word the entire Quran. So that was the way that church remembered
yes.
scripture, and in fact, the way it was finalized was the way it was used in the services of the church. Only certain books, certain writings were allowed to be read in the services of the church. It was liturgical, in other words.
This is such a fascinating book, and time is going by so quickly, so much to cover, and I'll recommend you get a copy of God's Opportunity, and you can explore yourself. Scott, in the few minutes we have remaining, who would you like to reach with this book? This book and the stories in it. You've got people that are maybe thinking, "Boy, I'm a believer. Should I be reading it? I'm a non-believer. Would I find out something here?" Who would you like to reach with the book, God's Opportunity?
Well, there are. The book is the market for that book is actually the entire Christian population of the world. That sounds a little grandiose, but covers Catholicism,
yes.
Eastern Orthodoxy, Protestantism, and so forth. That's about 2 billion people, not including the Jews. Now, if somebody gets curious about reading the book, then of course the book should be illuminating. There's a lot of misconceptions and misunderstandings about Christianity and Judaism that ought to be cleared up. In fact, a lot of Christians are not really very well educated in their own faith. The phrase is poorly catechized. That's a real challenge.
Well, the book is there to help, and it's designed, as you say, basically for everybody. So the book is there, and the book, I'm going to give you a second here before we wrap up, and you can tell me other places the book's available. I'll mention your website again, HamptonScottTonk.com. That's T-O-N-K. Talk a little bit about the other books that we've got a few minutes left here. You're working on other books. Talk about those. What are you working on,
yeah.
and when will they be available?
Right. Very briefly. One is called Yes, Lord, A Conversion Story. That is the story, that's an autobiographical story of how I became, first of all, how I became a Christian, and secondly, how I became a Catholic and my journey through Protestantism to Anglicanism, to Eastern Orthodoxy with side trips into classical Pentecostalism and evangelical Lutheranism. That's one. Second one is called The Fullness of the Liturgy and the Fullness of the Church, Restoring Holy Tradition in the Eucharistic Liturgy of the Roman Rite. I think that's self-explanatory. Third one is How I Became Successful in Business and in Life. This is going to make you laugh. And why my failures, mistakes, and experiences of being fired were the best things that ever happened to me.
yep, got me to laugh.
next one is how I became, I hope these are actually, I'm going to live long enough to write all these, but anyway, How I Became an Evangelist, and why my failures, mistakes, and experiences of falling on my face had to happen before the Lord can use me. And the other one is called Encouragement from God in Trying Times. And Lord only knows that these times are indeed trying times. Where did they get the phrase trying times? It came from the American Revolution.
Well, you've got, stay well, because you've got decades ahead of you in writing these books, and I can't wait for you to get them published and maybe to have an opportunity to talk about these, if you'd be so kind. You've got so much you're working on. This book, God's Opportunity, this is revised and expanded edition. Where would you suggest people go to get a copy of God's Opportunity?
Well, they can go to Amazon, they can go to Barnes & Noble, they can go to Books a Million. They can go to any online bookseller. You can get that book.
And I think a good place is,
of course, to brick and mortar bookstores. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I was going to say here before we ran out of time, I would suggest you go to your website, right? Because you'll have information on all of your books there. So as these books come out, we can get information and purchase them as well, right? HamptonScottTonk.com. That'd be a good place to get the books and to stay up on what you're working on now.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, another good place to go is I've got a video on YouTube, and you can either find it by entering God's Opportunity as the keywords or Hampton Scott Tonk as the keywords. And the video was shot specifically to promote God's Opportunity.
Interesting. Well, there's so many ways that you can get information and order, and the links that Scott talked about, you'll find on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Hampton Scott Tonk, that's T-O-N-K, his website, HamptonScottTonk.com. Scott, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on a job well done with God's Opportunity. Rave reviews. Looking forward to more works from you. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you. And if I may interject one other thing, there's a website, Facebook.com, and you can enter God's Opportunity, and there will be quotes from the book.
Perfect. There are a number of ways you can get information and enjoy and learn from all of the information that Scott has in the book. The book is God's Opportunity. All of the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Scott, once again, thank you for being with us on the program. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.